The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live again. Thank you for joining me. It's the 5 o'clock hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We begin this hour with a traffic note and some sad news. There has been a fatal collision down on the southeast side of Columbus on I-270, somewhere around Alum Creek Drive. They are reporting now two dead in this traffic accident. 270, at least in one direction, has been closed since about 2:30. I'm not sure about both directions, but if you travel that direction, 270 southeast side of the city, I would advise you to find another way, find some side roads. It was originally announced that one dead, one seriously injured, but they are now reporting two dead in a fatal accident on I-270 in southeast Columbus. And 270 at least in one direction, and I'm not really sure what direction, but at least one direction is closed and probably will be for quite some time. So avoid that area. To the politician, certainly the politician to the left, and sometimes the politician to the right, the answer is always more, more, more money, 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 money. For instance, Columbus Public Schools, just in horrible shape. They received an F on the state report card. I have heard such horror stories. I have a dear friend whose daughter teaches in the Columbus Public Schools. We had a young lady who lived with us for a little while back this winter, and she was doing her student teaching in Columbus Public Schools. Horror stories, and I mean horror stories, about what's happening in Columbus Public Schools. And yet we are continually told, new tax levy, we need more money, more money, more money. If we just had more money, no, the answer is not more money. If you look at some of the worst school districts in America, not only for crime and violence, but also for academic performance, some of them are the school districts with the most per capita investment in children. The highest per capita spending are some of the worst school districts in all of America. The answer is not more money. It is not. The answer is not more money. And here is an example in my hometown, Los Angeles. Okay, again, as I said last week, I didn't grow up within the city limits of L.A., but I lived in the L.A. area, what's called the Los Angeles Basin. I was born and raised there, and I consider L.A. my home. The city of Los Angeles has spent more on homelessness than any other city in America. Are you ready for this? Last year, 2018, the city of Los Angeles alone, this isn't the suburbs. Orange County has a terrible homeless problem. San Fernando Valley has a terrible homeless problem. This is Los Angeles proper. Within the city limits of Los Angeles, last year they spent $619 million on homelessness. in Los Angeles. 619 million dollars. They estimate that last year there were 53,000 homeless people in Los Angeles. If you do the math, the city of Los Angeles spent $12,000 for every single homeless person in Los Angeles. $12,000 for every single homeless person in Los Angeles. And as a result, the homeless problem is worse this year than it has ever been before. It's totally out of control. After spending $619 million, they passed a huge tax bill in Los Angeles a couple years ago. Millions and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. In fact, I think the entire tax thing was into the billions of dollars. And every single year, it gets worse because the problem is not money. Now, what are they spending all this money on? $619 million. Are they spending it on getting counseling for these people? Getting a job for these people? Job training, job education, counseling, drug addiction, interdiction, drug counseling? No. No. They're spending it on housing. Free government housing. Now, anybody who has any common sense at all, when the government builds free housing and puts homeless people who were living in a trash heap by choice, not necessity, but by choice, living in a tent surrounded by horrible trash, this is the way they live. And you give them free housing. What happens in 2 to 3 years? It looks exactly like the homeless camp they were living in before. And so you have Los Angeles spending $619 million primarily on building either free or low-cost housing. And so you're moving people off the streets, living under tarps, under bridges, and putting them in a nice apartment. And what is the result? They look exactly like the homeless camp that they were living in before. Now, what got me off on this little tirade is an editorial from yesterday in the Los Angeles Times. This is from the Los Angeles Times yesterday. Los Angeles Times is a far-left newspaper. They're not conservative. They're not far-right. This is far-left. This is progressive central Los Angeles Times. And yet, one of the reporters by the name of Steve Lopez went and visited some of the areas of Los Angeles. Wait till you hear his report about the streets of the largest city in California that has been under liberal democratic control for generations. I don't remember the last time a conservative Republican was in charge of Los Angeles. If you want to look at the results of far left political activism, take a look at Los Angeles and San Francisco. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the streets of my hometown, Los Angeles. We'll return.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. You want to see where the left will lead a city or a nation if they have total control? Look no further than either San Francisco or Los Angeles or for Chicago or Chicago for that matter, or Baltimore for that matter. But let's focus in on Los Angeles. Steve Lopez, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, published this editorial yesterday, and it's 12 pages long. Here is the headline: Rats at the police station, filth on L.A. streets, scenes from the collapse of a city that's lost control. He says the good news is that two trash-strewn downtown Los Angeles streets I wrote about last week were cleaned up. However, other places have risen up just as quickly. He said, the bad news is I didn't have to travel far to find more streets just as badly fouled by filthy mounds of junk and stinking rotten food. Then there was the news that the LAPD station on Skid Row. Now, Skid Row is, that's where the drunks and the winos and the addicts hang out. It's been there for years. That's the very first place I preached back in, 1965, I think, is when I preached my first sermon at a Skid Row rescue mission, Fifth Avenue, Skid Row. But I got news. In 1965, Skid Row was pretty bad. It is far, far, far worse today. After literally billions of dollars being spent by the city of Los Angeles for that Skid Row area. Let me return to the editorial. There was the news that the LAPD station, police station on Skid Row, was cited by the state for a rodent, rat infestation, and other unsanitary conditions. That's the police station, run over by rats. And that one employee there was infected with a strain of bacteria that causes typhoid fever. This is at the police station. He goes on, what century is this? Is it the 21st century in the largest city of a state that ranks amongst the world's most robust economies? Or did someone turn back the calendar a few hundred years? We've got thousands of people huddled on the streets, many of them withering away with physical and mental diseases. Sidewalks have disappeared, hidden by tents and the kind of makeshift shanties you see in third world places. Typhoid and typhus are in the news, and an army of rodents is on the move. On Thursday of this last week, I saw a county health inspector on rat patrol between 7th and 8th Streets on Skid Row. He was carrying a clipboard and said he had found droppings and other evidence of rodents, and I asked, where? His response, everywhere. Let me skip a couple paragraphs. The city of Los Angeles has become a giant trash receptacle. It used to be that illegal dumpers were a little more discreet, tossing their refuse in fields and gullies and remote outposts. Now city streets are treated like dumpsters or even toilets. On Thursday, the 1600 block of Santee Street was cordoned off after someone dumped a fat load of poop in the middle of the street. I'm not sure when any of this became the norm, but it must have something to do with the knowledge you can get away with it. Every time sanitation crews knock down one mess, another dump site springs up nearby. Let me skip down. The north side of 10th Street looked like a landfill. Trash was scattered in the street and on the sidewalk. There was a little bit of everything. Splintered lumber, metal poles, soiled blankets and clothing, a sofa, buckets, boxes. Trucks come by and run over the trash, said Ron Riego, who lives under a tarp on the corner, and pointed out where some of the debris has been flattened by traffic. Oh, my goodness. It goes again, this is a 12-page editorial written by a reporter from the far left-leaning Los Angeles Times. Let's see. I went back to 16th and Compton the next day to find a city crew cleaning up the mess, and I spoke to James Campbell, who runs a uniform rental company on the corner. Quote, I call the city and they usually come within a week, but then it's always piled right back up again. I don't even like stepping out here in front of my own store because of the needles, Campbell said. He told me he cringes when customers come to his office and witness what's on his doorstep. It's embarrassing, he said. Let me see. Skip a couple of pages. Quote, about 27,000 people were housed last year, for instance. But even more people have ended up in their cars and on streets and riverbeds, and taxpayers are right to wonder why City Hall keeps losing its most important battles. Now, as I read to you earlier, 53,000 homeless in Los Angeles, they put up in housing 27,000 of them last year. Nearly half of the 53,000 they put in housing. What did it accomplish? Nothing. Zero. What did it help? Nothing. Who did it help? No one. The city of Los Angeles continues to pass levies, continues to pass laws to pump more and more and more millions of dollars into the homeless problem. And every single year it gets worse. Now, part of it is illegal aliens coming in from Mexico. That's a huge part of it, but that's certainly not all of it. It is a cultural issue. It is a heart issue. You can't take people who have been given, who have been on drugs, alcohol, addicted to sex or whatever, and just give them a bunch of money and say, here's free housing. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It never will work. And this 12-page editorial, and again, this is from the Los Angeles Times. Can I read the headline to you again? Rats at the police station, filth on LA streets, scenes from the collapse of a city that's lost control. It is being likened by many people to the slums and the ghettos of New Delhi, India, Cairo, Egypt, and worse, third world countries. That's where the progressive left leads a community.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.